the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And Mike Wright, before he joins us, we'll go over this scoreboard here one more time for you today. Oakland defeated Riverdale and boys last night 58-53. Blackman defeated Laverne 60-47. It was Siegel over Smyrna 91-80. And Cascade defeated Middle Tennessee Christian School 68-61. Eagle boys also won. And Brian Baird will be talking to Joey Reed here in just a few minutes. Mike Wright joins me here on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. And Mike, a win's a win, but a first district win's always good. And you got to get those home wins if you can.
Road win.
Actually, stealing
one on the road's big, along with it being a district. And, of course, it's Riverdale. It's a big rival, oldest battle.
Kind of tough starting out with that one, isn't it?
Yeah. We've done that every year I've been here, I think.
Yeah.
Started out with Riverdale right after break. So it was a great atmosphere. It was good for our kids. They've played a lot of games for us now, but that's the first time they've stepped into a gym in that atmosphere, just packed house and loud and the intensity of it. And, I thought they handled it really well.
I did too. We mentioned it before the game. I said how these youngsters are going to react to the crowd, because I said that's probably one of the biggest crowds they've ever played in front of. And we always tend to forget how young they are. And I love your attitude, because I think you understand what you have with these youngsters, and they're going to play well in spots, and then they're going to play horribly in spots, and then they're going to play maybe average in spots. And they started out, though, I thought last night they started out very well, and I thought that was really important.
Yeah, I think I told you before the game when we were talking that we had probably the best 4 days of practice we've had all year. Played really well up in Kentucky. I was really pleased. Thought, here we go. We're starting to turn the corner a little bit. And then we came home over Father Ryan and probably put together the worst three-game stretch we've had all year long. Just for whatever reason, just didn't play very well. And, instead of getting our heads down, our guys came in on Monday and realized, all right, we got to get back to work. We got to fix this thing. And really just put in a great week of work getting ready for Riverdale. And it showed to start that game. All the things that we had talked about doing, all the things we had prepared for, they came out and executed. They did the things we asked them to do, and we're successful because of it. And for almost three quarters, it's probably as well as we've played all year.
They really moved the ball offensively last night. And I know Coach Woodson was mentioning, the defense allowed some of that. But that was probably perhaps creating shots the best they – a lot of that has to be credited to your guys, how they moved the basketball and how they worked together and how they looked for shots. They were very patient, too, I thought. And out of a young squad, that's unusual to see. And you missed some shots that would have – some easy ones that would have even created a bigger lead at one point.
Yeah, I think we missed three or four layups there in the first half, uncontested layups that, if we make those, instead of being a 13-point game, it may be a 20-point game at the half, and a game that we could have maybe gotten a little more control of early, but I was really pleased. I thought our guys executed well. We put in some stuff. We've been really basic all year long. We went back after one of our earlier games and kind of took everything out and went back to the basics, and that's really all we've done going through the Christmas break. And then we got that little bit of time off after Father Ryan, and we went back and started putting some things back in, because in our league, you just can't be basic. Everybody's too good and too well coached. And so we needed to get some of our stuff back in. And I thought our guys did a great job of handling that this week. Being focused in practice was a big part of that, because we were able to pick up on some things. Then they executed really well. When we called sets, they ran the sets out of our motion game. Like I said, I thought we turned the ball and moved the ball pretty well. Got a lot of back cuts and some curls for layups, and ended up getting great shots, a lot of possessions. And we're a team that shoots 36% from the year and average about 45 points a game. And for us to score well, we've got to do that, and we did it last night and put up one of our highest scoring games.
You did score. Your shooting percentage was much higher, and you had some good looks, and you had four turnovers at the end of the first half, unofficially. Well, you wound up with, I think, 16. The fourth quarter was a little rough, and it seemed like Riverdale was gaining momentum. But you made a couple of timeouts I thought were kind of critical there. One where an Oliver, I think, hit a big basket. I'm not sure it was Oliver, but I think it was Oliver. Hit a big basket to bring it back up to 10. How big was that timeout? And then they kind of scored immediately off of it. Seemed to kind of die the Riverdale Express there at what you call for a few minutes,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, we got through and we talked about it after the game. You know, it's one of the things that, you know, it's the first time we've been in that situation where we've been up big late in the game and somebody puts that pressure on you. We've dealt with the press all year long with traps and all those things. We've seen that, but we haven't seen it with the 20-point lead late in the game. And what our guys started doing was being scared to make plays, trying not to turn it over. So instead of attacking and hitting guys that were open, which is what we had to do to attack to break it, they got a little passive in what they were doing, trying not to make mistakes, and what that ends up doing is causing you to make mistakes. And so I thought we made some turnovers trying to understand time and score. We're up 20, let's be patient and let's just move it. But when teams are getting after you the way Riverdale was, you just have to keep attacking and understand on the other end that where that changes now is now instead of maybe taking a jump shot in transition that you might take earlier in the game, now once you break it, you only take layups. If you don't get it, you pull it back out. So we talked about that some in our timeouts, and I think the one you're talking about, we hit over the top and got Kyle out on a 2-on-1, and he finished a layup. And you know, we had a couple of possessions there where they'd get it down to 6, and then we would attack and boom, boom, get a layup. And it just kind of helped us calm down and weather the storm a little bit.
Mike Wright, our guest here on the Prentice Allsup Heating Air Coach's Corner. That is a situation where they haven't faced probably either up big, and then, you know, adjusting to, okay, a team's always going to make a run.
Right.
And they probably hadn't seen that, I wouldn't think, in terms of being up that much.
No, we hadn't been up big. You know, we've won some games, but all our games that we've won, you know, I think we won one up in Kentucky by 19, but it wasn't one that it was just kind of a gradually got there type of game. So, it's just, you know, it's all a learning process. You know, with us right now, every day we go out, whether it's practice or games, we're learning something. You know, you hope you can learn why you win, you know, like we were able to do last night. But we learned some valuable lessons last night, and we just have to hope that we can carry that over. And what this group's done a good job of is when we've experienced things like that in games, we have learned from it and gone out, and the next time we're in that situation, we've gotten better. So one of the things I was really proud of is we have been up, you know, 10 or 12 at the half several times this year and come out in the third quarter and not really pushed it out and closed the deal. We've been talking about it, and I thought the first 4 minutes of the third quarter, boy, we just really came out and played with as much intensity as we had played with at any point in time in the game, and pushed that game from 13 to almost 20. You know, so there was a growing factor for us right there. It was the first time we've done that all year. So I was really pleased to see how we played in the third quarter with that lead at the half.
I also thought, and we really spent a lot of time on this game, but it was really a fun game to watch. But I thought Emmanuel had to go on the bench for a little while with some foul situation. When he came back, I think that kind of calmed the forces down a little bit. Is he kind of taking on a little bit of that leadership role that we're looking at? Because they seem to kind of respond to his presence in there.
Yeah, I think he's the guy that we kind of look at, you know, and not so much in a scoring. I mean, you look at our book every night and it's 12, 10, 10, 9, 8, you know. We don't have a guy that we're running everything through, but Emmanuel's kind of our calming factor.
There is a calmness about him, the way he plays.
Yeah, you know, and so that the last minute of the third quarter, he had 3 fouls. You know, he picked up that third foul, and I just didn't want him to get a cheap one there late, and we sat him down. You know, I didn't think we handled it real well with him out of the game. But I tell you what, it may have been the most important stretch of the game. To right there in the middle of the third quarter, we get all 5 starters out and put our whole second 5 in the game. And they play about 2 minutes. And actually, I think they increased the lead by 1.
They did. They did.
You know, on the floor. And, you know, that was huge. A huge moment for us because our starters were gassed because of the energy they put into that early third quarter run. And, you know, for those guys, which have all played a lot of minutes for us, we've been playing, you know, 10 guys a night, but it's the first time that we've thrown them out there as a group. you know, all five together. And for them to go out in a game like that last night, I thought that was as big as any stretch of the game that we had. So I was really proud of what those guys gave us, too.
Another little guy that I love to watch play is Givens. I thought he played an excellent game last night, and cutting through and with that motion offense and had some easy baskets. You got to convert him, and he did, and took a hard spill and came back. So I thought he played a real gutsy game last night.
Yeah, that's who Bob is. You know, I mean, he's a kid that just he's going to work his tail off. He's going to do whatever you ask him. He's not going to say much. But he's just he's a fighter and a winner. And, you know, it's really the embodiment of our team right now. You know, we got a lot of kids that they're pretty quiet kids. They just go out and they do what you ask them to do, and they fight and they battle and they play hard. And you know, the guy that really doesn't get talked about very much, you know, is Brody Laws, our one senior. You know, everybody talks about our youth, but I tell you, Brody, you know, has been a guy that has just worked his tail off, does a lot of little things for us, takes two or three charges a game, knocks down open shots. And, you know, he's the one guy, even though he didn't have a lot of experience coming into the year, that has at least been around. And so he understands some things, and he understood what Riverdale was about. And I thought he kind of helped our younger guys through the week understand what was getting ready to happen on Friday night, you know, the environment they were going to step into. And, you know, so Brody's done a great job for us, kind of being that older brother to all these young kids and leading them through the season.
We could talk about a lot of guys. Epps, I thought he played well last night, and Oliver contributing and starting to make himself known a little inside as well. I noticed you on the sidelines, and we get a kick out of watching you guys. but you and I talked to Ben about this in the previous segment. It's almost like when you've got a young team like that, you almost have to change your whole attitude about the games. You want to win, and everybody wants to win, and nobody wants to win more than you do. But it almost seems like there's more of a relaxed presence that you've got to give to those kids, because they're looking at you. If you panic, they panic, right?
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because this summer, you know, I was being me, I'm a very intense guy.
You are, yes.
You know, I'm high energy and intense on the sidelines and in practices and in games, and always have been. And this summer I was that way. And at team camp, kind of just noticed that when I was intense, we played chaotic, you know. And the last game at camp this summer, I sat down. Maybe the first time in my career that I've sat down, but I just sat down and coached and let them play, and they put together the best game they've played all summer long. And so I made a conscious effort through the off season to just constantly remind myself, you know, to kind of calm down a little bit on the sideline, for lack of a better word, but just to keep them calm and allow them to not worry about the pressure of me and just play the game. And so I've tried to do that. I've tried to, you know, our practices are still as intense as always. I told the guys, you know, our practices are going to be hard. I'm going to get on you, but on game days, I'm going to clap and smile and, you know, try to help y'all through it. And I hope that's had a positive effect on our team.
It definitely did, I think, last night. And, Coach, you've got the big – that's a big one to get out of the way. You know, you get the first one. But now we've got more.
Yeah,
you know, it just didn't end last night.
There's no off nights.
And Tuesday, you have who Tuesday?
Siegel.
Siegel, okay. And that's correct. And that's becoming one of the bigger rivalries probably in the county, and we were talking to Coach Dotson about it as well. And they are a solid, talented team. I mean, they've lost a lot of players, as you have, but they're a solid ball club.
Yeah, they're really good, you know, and have been playing really well of late. You know, they won the tournament up at Maryville there after Christmas, and scored 91 last night. You know, that's a lot of points in a high school game. You know, so they got a lot of guards that can really play. They all shoot it really well. Put a lot of pressure on you offensively and defensively. You know, it's going to be one of those games that once again, we're going to have to play really well. We're going to have to execute. We're going to have to play our game, you know, and, you know, it's every night in this league, you know, regardless of who you're playing. If you don't come out and play hard and execute, you're going to be in trouble. And for us, that means sitting down and guarding people. You know, we kind of pride ourselves on our defense, and we've got to play this game probably in the 50s, you know, in order to have a chance to win. If we let them push it up 670, you know, 80, that's just not who we are. And so we got to do a good job dictating that with our defensive pressure and rebound and those kind of things.
Do you see in February, first week, getting ready for district play, do you see a team, and maybe it's you, that with all this youth that everybody has and all, everybody kind of reloading, what you might say, do you see a couple of teams really emerging as really stronger? I know Blackman's kind of been out there as the favorite right now, but I personally see two or three teams really maturing and getting better as they go along and really making a run for this district race. That's why I think it's still kind of up for grabs.
Yeah, I think Blackman, because of their experience and their talent, is probably the team right now that everybody looks at. You know, they have played the best coming into the district season. You know, I think Siegel at this point, to me, has probably put themselves right there in that conversation too. You know, I thought they were a team early in the year that was capable, but you know, the last couple weeks, they've really started kind of to put it together and started to click. So I see them getting there. You know, and then I think us and Laverne both are teams that, you know, have continued to get better. And, you know, obviously we expect to be there at the end of the year. You know, I mean, our goal this year wasn't to come in and go 500 in the district or finish third or fourth. I mean, our goal is to win the district championship. And, you know, we took a good step towards that Friday night. And, you know, if our guys continue to get better, that's something we expect at the end of the year. Whether we get there or not, I don't know. But I like the makeup of our team. I like what they bring on a daily basis. I mean, I love coaching these guys. They are just great kids that do what we ask them to do. And we don't have any problems. And they're not worried about anything except for just winning the game. They just want to play. They all get along. You know,
aren't any egos, are they?
No, you know, yeah. I go over Tuesday night to scout Riverdale playing Columbia, and I walk in the gym, and there's my whole team sitting together.
That's awesome. Yeah,
you know, not all spread out over the gym, or you know, they're all sitting together in a group watching Riverdale play, getting ready for Friday night. You know, and that's a pretty business-like approach, and you know, a pretty close group, and you know, so there's a lot of things I like about us right now, and we obviously have to get a lot better. We're not a district championship team right now, but you know, in 2 months, I think we've got a chance to be there battling for it.
Well, Mike, we'll see you, I think, probably next week, I think. But good luck on Tuesday, and who you got Friday?
I have no idea.
There you go. One game at a time. That's what I'm saying. And Mike Wright, the head coach of the Oakland Patriots, winners last night, 58-53. Always a pleasure to talk to Mike. And when we come back, we'll have more on the Prentice Ossipedian Air Coach's Corner right after this timeout. Stay with us.